Okay, we are now ready for our financial reports. And this is going to be given by the treasurer of the for Rocky Bottom, as well as for the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. And this is going to be given by Valerie Warrington, who is the treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina and Rocky Bottom. So, Valerie.
Okay, great. This is my song, folks. All right. Cool. Great selection. We just need more of it, right? All right. Wow, it's so nice to see so many people energized for the financial reports this morning. All right. One of the most exciting parts of our program. I know, right? Okay, we will begin with the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina Statement of Activities, January through December 31st of 2018. And let's start with the revenues. Our national grants, ride share, $1,200. Dues were $4,230. Convention pre-registration and exhibit hall receipts, $12,085. Convention sponsorships, $2,800. Banquet fundraiser, $8,554.50. Scholarship donations, $5,125. Chartered bus fundraiser, $2,618. Van insurance revenue from our chapters, $2,564.91. The Adele and Harold Westbrook grant, $2,000. Sweetheart fundraiser, $1,065. Memorials, $775.05. Donations, $735. National convention fundraiser, $682. National support, the White Cane and Sunshares collected, $610. Midlands gives proceeds, $234.05. And miscellaneous receipts, NFB pin money, etc., $43.37, bringing our total revenues for the year to $45,321.88. Now to the expenses. The major expense, the state convention expense, $21,385.42. Van insurance, $7,683.64. Scholarships awarded, $5,425. The Washington National Seminar expense, $2,799.57. Accounting and professional services, $2,000. Our printing and publications, $1,935.88. Our PAC plan and SunShares remitted to National, $1,340. National delegate expense, $1,013. Mileage reimbursements, $736.56. National, the fundraiser, bus fundraiser expense, $700. A Valentine's dinner fundraising expense, $500. The bail program expense, $181.10. And chapter, the Braille challenge expense, $100. And then there was another expense for, I think, the bail program chapter expense another $100, bringing our total expenses to, sorry, I'm trying to read my own handwriting, to $45,899.76. And our change in net assets was a negative $577.88. Our beginning net assets were a negative $12,037.45. Ending net assets were $12,615.33. And that's the national.
Okay, is there a motion to adopt the NFEBSC financial report? Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Okay.
Great. We'll move on then to Rocky Bottom. Gee, I don't know how this mic keeps going up in between these reports. Okay. Just mysteriously gets a little bit taller. Rocky Bottom Retreat and Conference Center, the blind statement of activities, January 1 to December 31st of 2018. We'll begin with our revenues. Rental revenue, $35,212.47. Processing fees, $630. NFB affiliate grant, $20,000. Children's camp revenue, $11,015. Donations received, $7,070.30. Memorials, $2,740. Midlands Gives proceeds, $1,776.91. Walmart grants, $750. Utility donations, $620. Fun day tickets, $3,385. Fun day auction, $1,222.25. Fun day food, $944. Yard sale, $70. Fun day donations, $50. Fun day t-shirts were $30. And we had food donations, $200, t-shirt sales, $57, bringing our total revenues for the year to $85,773.18. Moving to the expenses, and this is a big one. Mold remediation, $24,094.56. Utility expense, $23,462.35. Resident director salary, $11,467.03. Maintenance repair, $7,532. Children's camp expense, $6,839.16. Payroll taxes, $5,780.57. Accounting fees, $4,889.66. Senior camp expense, $3,777.05. Pest control services, $3,575. Telephone and internet expense was $3,527.73. Fun day expense for food, $1,800.63. Insurance expense was $1,729. Lost property reimbursement was $1,202. Television, DirecTV was $775. Christmas board retreat expense was $743.99. DHEC and fire inspection fees, $387. Maintenance supplies, $368. Pool expense, $300. Bank fees, and a lot of this was for checks that either got lost in the mail, got misplaced, it was Yeah, I know. And 99 cent mileage reimbursements was $101.50, and board meeting expense was $87.50, bringing our total expenses to the year for the year to $102,000. Let me read this out correctly so everybody would understand. $102,679.32. Change in net assets was a negative $16,906.14. Our beginning net assets was $329,026.16. The ending net assets is $312,120.02.
Any questions regarding Rocky Bottom's fund? Okay, Shannon.
Folks came up and the question was about the property loss reimbursement. That was where Mr. Mike Rosalini from Florida came up, and they claimed that $1,200 of theirs was stolen and during our time, and the board decided to reimburse the money to them, even though we're not aware of, you know, what happened there, if it actually got stolen or what. Do you want to address it further, Frank?
Yeah. This was a rental, and June, the track team from Emory Riddle, and they stated that $1,200, they left to go on a run or whatever, and they left the building, Ellenburg, and when they came back, they said $1,200 was missing. And from some of the young folks who were there, from some of the high school kids that were there. And they were pretty upset. The parents were pretty upset. So did not want to lose a $4,000 rental. They did come back this year, by the way. And so the board felt that maybe we should reimburse them. But I did tell them next time that this would be the first and last time that we would do that. So. Any other questions? No further questions. Is there a motion to adopt? Okay, sure. There is nothing in our rental or in our agreement that the rental folks send that says that, no. So the board might want to consider to do that in December, absolutely. All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Valerie.